escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. And Mike, we start off the show today with a friend and certainly the best in the business and ESPN's Adam Schefter, who jumps on with this because guys are reporting to camp. He's also involved in a venture that we're going to talk about with diabetes, and he's helping folks out as he always does. Adam Schefter, man, what is going on? How you doing, brother?
Carl, Mike, how you doing today?
Man, we are good. I mean, Adam, I know you're excited. I was watching a little bit of you guys this morning, and guys reporting around NFL camps and obviously camp for the Falcons start tomorrow. I want to get your opinions on just some of the storylines that we've been talking about as we get the show started today, Adam. And, of course, the thing that everybody kind of is focused on before we talk a little Falcons with you is this Micah Parsons deal. What do you make of what Jerry Jones has said and how this is going? It feels like it's going left, doesn't it?
Well, it is going left right now, and I think if we go back to the NFL league meeting in early April, late March, Jerry Jones was quoted as saying, like, he and Micah were having positive discussions, moving down the line, deal he thought might be getting done, and then shortly thereafter, Micah Parsons came out and tweeted, any deal that gets done will have to involve my agent, David Mulgeta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think happened at that time is that Micah thought he was doing a positive thing that probably turned into something that became counterproductive. Because he and the Cowboys advanced the ball down the field. They were getting ready to score. And before they scored, Micah tried a handoff with his agent. At that point in time, I don't think Dallas really wants to deal with the agent. They had an understanding. And so when Micah handed it to the agent, Dallas stopped the game. The game has been on pause, and that's kind of where we are right now.
Man, Adam, it just seems like Jerry, every time he speaks, I don't want to, you know, cast any aspersions, but it doesn't seem like it's helping the situation. Same could be said for Mike Brown with the Bengals. What do you see happening there with two different players, both a guy who's already been playing for him and a guy who hasn't been on the field yet?
Well, you're talking about Trey Hendrickson now?
Yeah.
I spoke to him for a while on Monday night, not happy. I mean, guaranteed money, 1 year. They're not offering him enough. And so I think he's in Jacksonville right now, awaiting an offer that hasn't materialized over the better part of two off seasons. He's frustrated. They're frustrated. And look, when you're not there, it's $50,000 a day mandatory fine. He's making a statement by not being there.
Yeah, I agree. And look, the way he is dug in, it feels like he's willing to sit out however long it's going to take to get the deal done. We're talking with Adam Schefter, guys, and we're going to talk about why you should get screened. And he's a spokesperson for type 1 diabetes. We're going to get to that in just a sec. Adam, let me ask you about the Falcons, man, because everybody here in Atlanta is excited. What are you hearing around the NFL when it comes to Michael Penix? What's the sense you get?
Well, I think he's got a chance to be a great quarterback. You know, if you watched him last year, you could not be encouraged by what he showed. Big-time talent. You know, you got to see more of it this year. But that was such a great quarterback class, and we'll see more of that quarterback class with J.J. McCarthy. But I think if you watched him, like the vibes on him, the talk on him, people have been around. I think everybody's really excited about it. You could see why Atlanta drafted him. And now you have to go out and, you know, get it done on the field. But I think people are pretty excited about him.
Adam Schefter, you recognize the pipes, the ultimate NFL insider with us here on Dukes and Bell. Obviously, we're close to it here in Atlanta. We feel we've got a really good young defense. I mean, do you feel this team is still going to be a real stretch, Adam, to make the playoffs?
The Falcons?
Yeah.
I mean, they should be challenging for the NFC South title right now. And so, to me, there's no reason they couldn't get that done. But, you know, the Bucs have won, what, 4 straight NFC South titles.
Right.
And so, I think you have to make them the favorite, but there's no reason the Falcons shouldn't be competing. The Falcons could have and should have won the division last year and didn't do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right? So they're going to feel like they're better with the pass rushers they drafted. And if that's the case, then they'll give Tampa a run for their money.
Adam, before we talk about why you're involved and why you're trying to bring more attention to type 1 diabetes and the detection of it, I want to ask you about the Steelers. That's also been a big topic this offseason, right, where everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers. How long would they wait? I think you broke the news about, you know, him going there, and he showed up, I think, at mandatory minicamp, which a lot of people didn't expect that to happen. But they made a lot of moves. They are all in. Are you believing, are you buying what the Steelers are trying to do there?
Well, this has been a very un-Steeler-like offseason, right? Like, they've done things that Steelers don't normally do. They went out and they traded for DK Metcalf. They signed a veteran quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. They traded for Jalen Ramsey. They traded for Jonnu Smith. They traded away Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, when did the Pittsburgh Steelers become wheelers and dealers?
Right.
That's not something that normally happens, but that's what they did this offseason. Obviously, they felt like what they were doing wasn't good enough because they had lost 6 straight postseason games. So they're trying something different. We'll see how it works out. There weren't many teams that were any more aggressive than they were. So, you know, we'll see how that works out this season, but they've certainly made wholesale changes to that team right now.
It is Adam Schefter with us, guys. He's advocating for early T1D detection. Spokesperson, is it Sanofi screen for type 1 movement? What's it all about?
Basically, you know, we could talk about Micah Parsons and Trey Hendrickson and Michael Penix and every other thing, but honestly, the truth of the matter is, if there's one message that I'd want your listeners to take away today, it would be about being screened for type 1 diabetes. My wife, Shari, she's a type 1 diabetic. I've seen what it's like for her to manage this disease. It is not fun. It's why I've partnered with Sanofi to raise awareness about the importance of screening for type 1 diabetes, which my wife has. Type 1 can't be prevented, but it can be detected early, and screening can give you the valuable time that you need to prepare. And that's why it's important for people to make a plan to visit their doctor. To start with, you can go to the website, screenfortype1.com, to learn more about type 1 diabetes. Screenfortype1.com. Talk to your doctor about T1D. Tell them you want to be screened. Go to the website. Do whatever you can. But again, early information is currency. That's how I've made my living. And I want everyone to know that early knowledge is crucial when it comes to their health.
Yeah, and more people, certainly, we're finding out more about this disease and certainly, you know, dealing with it and living with it, as you just talked about your wife. It is important, and I think, you know, being in here in Atlanta, Mike and I always tell guys all the time, you got to go get checked out, man. You got to go and get the screenings and give yourself a chance to find out what's going on with you. Adam, Terry McLaurin, is that deal going to get done? That's also a very disgruntled individual right now with the Commanders.
Yeah, look, these are holdout situations for a reason, because deals are not easy to do. right? Complicated, not so simple. And, you know, Terry McLaurin has seen some of the big deals that have gone around to wide receivers this offseason. He's got numbers that are better than DK Metcalf, D. Higgins. He wants to be paid accordingly. The Commanders have not hit his number. And so we're waiting. You know, the Commanders can say, well, you know, DK Metcalf gets 33, but Mike Evans got 24 in Tampa, which is the right number.
Right.
I know Terry McLaurin believes he's worth DK Metcalf and then some. So I think that's one of the reasons that they're stuck, and we'll see how the two sides can get it figured out.
We have two chains in Atlanta, Carl. I'm guessing he's got four phones. Adam Schefter for all his NFL insider scoop. We've kind of resolved now to Kirk Cousins being here, Adam, and now we're just waiting and seeing. We don't want to wish this on anybody, but a team that loses a starting quarterback, and that seems to be the only way we'll get him off the roster.
That's my read on it right now, right? Like, he would be plan A for any team that suffers an unfortunate quarterback injury in camp, and we don't want that to happen for anybody. But I think if there were a team that lost a quarterback, watch how fast that conversation shifts to Kirk Cousins. Mm. It would take all 3 seconds before that quarterback went down, before Kirk Cousins' name would come up. And I think he'd be the first guy that teams would line up to explore a trade for.
Shefty, speaking of quarterbacks, Brian Daboll announced that Russell Wilson is the Giants starter. Obviously, Jameis is there, and then they drafted Jackson Dart. At some point, though, right, they're gonna try to give the future a chance with Dart. But Russell Wilson, at least according to Daboll today, has been announced as the starting quarterback. That surprise you or no?
No. The plan has been for Russell Wilson to be a starter. He just formalized it today. And really the only quarterback question in New York is how soon or when will they go to Jackson Dart. I think everybody believes it will happen at some point in time. But the question is, can Russell Wilson play well enough early on, win enough games to stop any Jackson Dart conversation and keep that job? And the more he wins and the better he plays, the longer they'll keep Jackson Dart on the bench. If the Giants are, I'm making this up, 6-3, are they going to bench Russell Wilson? I don't think so. If they're 3-6, are they going to bench Russell? Yeah, it comes into play. So Russell gets to control that right now and have a say in that. And as long as he's playing well and winning games, there really won't be much of a conversation. But the moment that stops, everything's on the table.
Adam, with your knowledge of what's going on inside the NFL, is Tom Brady really calling the shots, or is he just consulting? What exactly is he doing with the Raiders?
I think that he's a sounding board. He's there as an advisor. He's there to offer help. I think he was definitely involved in the coaching search and the GM search. And I think once they got their people in place, he's happy to hand off the ball, live his life, and let them make decisions and run the franchise. He's somebody that they know he's always there. They could always lean on him. And I'm sure he'll be around the team some, but I think he's trying to intentionally keep his distance because he wants people to be able to do their jobs.
It makes sense. And look, perception's reality, and the more he's around it, you're right. People think that he's making the calls. As Adam reported today, the Falcons and Steelers, the last two teams to report to training camp today, which means all 32 teams, should I say, camps are open. And that's why we're excited. No better way to kick off the show than with the best guy out there, and Adam Schefter. Schefty, man, wishing your wife the best. Again, give the information, give the website one more time for folks who are just tuning in.
Yeah, again, we're just encouraging people to be screened for type 1 diabetes, which my wife, Shari, battles on a day-to-day basis. Screening can give people valuable time to prepare.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's important to make a plan, and they can go to the website, screen4type1.com, to learn more about type 1 diabetes. Talk to your doctor about T1D. Tell them you want to be screened. Go to the website, screen4type1.com.
Right on.
Shefty, man, appreciate you, brother. As always, glad to know that things are going well. Continue to kill it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Cool, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Great to be with you today.
Absolutely.
You got it, man.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.